Tainus Per Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3:3. The Mishnah says V'chein, and similarly, meaning similarly, we're going to jump straight into crisis mode with not just fasting, but also the shofar blowing, the full blown fast, the extra prayers. Irshlo yardu alei gishamim. If you have a particular town in which it didn't rain, but all the neighboring towns did get rain, so then right away that's indicative of some special hashgacha and some special disapproval from heaven. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, v'himtarti al ir achas, val ir achas lo amtir, chelka achas timater v'gomer, etc. Which means, it's a pasuk from Amos, and it means, I will cause it to rain on one city, and another city I will cause it not to rain. One field it will rain, another field won't get rain, it will dry up. The point being that we have a special pasuk here that indicates that it's Hashgachas Hashem, Hashem is sending a direct message if some towns get rain and others don't. And therefore, immediately upon realizing that, the people of that city, even earlier in the season, will begin to fast and even blow shofar with the full-blown level 3 fasting, if you will. Osir Misano Masras, that city will fast and blow the shofar, etc. V'chol Sviloseha, and as for the neighboring cities around it, Misanos V'lo Masrios, they will also fast, but they won't kick it into high gear, they won't also employ the shofar, etc. But they do have a fast day, a minor fast day as well. And the reason is because, according to the Bar Tanura, it's just a matter of time that this could become a problem for them as well, because if the locals, neighboring cities, have a shortage of food, then demand on their food supply will increase, and that can cause problems for them. Others have shown, like the Ran, learned that the issue is being mishtatef, to partner up and help shoulder their burden, you know, partnering up and being mindful of the suffering of fellow Jews, and therefore they fast also. But it's just fast, not worse than that, because the crisis isn't immediate and upon them per se. Rebbe Kiva Omer, Masrios V'lo Misanos. Rebbe Kiva says, no, the pattern we're going to use here is much more like I'll call it a Rosh Hashanah pattern, that's like a Marsa as opposed to a Yom Kippur pattern, where we do have shofar blowing, and that is, you know, to wake people up and realize there's a serious situation here, but since the people themselves did nothing wrong necessarily, they won't fast. They'll just blow the shofar and have that wake-up call. The lacha is going to be, with all these things, like I'll call it the Tanakama, meaning there is some fasting, but no shofar blowing for the neighboring cities.